Now, to your health on WTOP.
Anybody who's been to the gym knows not everyone is a good exercise buddy. Some people are just annoying while working out, which is a shame because a good gym environment is terrific for everybody's health. Sean and Hillary talk about it with Fairfax Hackley of Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.
Being courteous and respectful in a gym creates an environment where people truly want to work out. There's nothing more annoying than these time and energy vampires which take the energy away from our workouts, distract us, and do other things. So it's very important to create a good environment. Knowing more of the don'ts help you do more of the do's better and keep you doing your workout and keep making progress.
Well, let's talk about some of the worst offenses in your mind.
The number one to me is the person who does not wipe down their equipment after using it, especially when they're very, very sweaty, or they use the same towel to wipe down the equipment. Second, the person who never puts their weights back. Very annoying. Imagine spending 5 or 10 minutes looking for the other pair. The talker. 32% of the people admit that they talk and interrupt someone else during their workout. Coming to class late, 10, 15 minutes, blowing up the class. Oh, excuse me. And adjusting things, getting down and not sitting there. The texter. 35% of people will admit that they use their cell phone to send emails or texts. The grunter and the screamer. As soon as I see these people, I want to start. I just want to shake them because they don't understand that's really disturbing and it's annoying and it kind of scares and freaks some people out a little bit. The liability, the person who is one rep away from a serious injury. You almost want to tell them to stop and hold them down because you know that they're doing something that's causing real bad form. My meal pet peeve, Mr. Stinky. The guy that just blows the gym up. I'm telling you, it's funny, but it's true. Mr. Stinky gets me every time. And coupled with Mr. Stinky are the women who come out of the locker room having spritzed themselves with perfume. Girlfriend, you're going out in the gym. You're going to work out. No reason to make us gag by putting on way too much perfume. The cardio hogger, people who take up 2-3 hours on the cardio machine. The space invaders, the people who sit down right next to us when the gym is empty, and they take the cardio machine and they start talking to you.
Wow, that's quite a list. You've been thinking of this. These things have been bothering you for a while.
Matter of fact, I started writing them down on my arm all the way up to my shoulders. You know, be aware of your time when you're in the gym. Spend it wisely. Don't be rude, especially when it comes to the area of the gym like benches and cardio equipment. Don't take up more than your allotted time. Don't come to the gym to binge watch Game of Thrones, believe it or not, because that's very rude. That's like 3 or 4 hours. If you have to talk, talk after the gym or move to an area where talking is allowed. Be very courteous. Remember, we're all in this together to make the environment friendly and to get it done and to get our buff on.
Fairfax Hackley of Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.